Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how there's no place for emotion in your business.
It's basically saying, like, all I think of is, there's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
This should go without saying, but geez, it should go without saying, but it's just not how it goes.
And
I wonder why.
True.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jack asks, do I have to be a member to submit deals on deal funding on the landinvestors.com site? How does it work? And what is the criteria? Thanks. I was going to back up and give a little backstory
go ahead. That's
first.
Great.
Okay, so here's what this question is all about. In case you did not know, we have been quietly, privately working with some of our top members and helping complete some deals and doing funding and backing them up and things like that. Because we always say, which is true, no good deal should ever go to waste. We have a thing in our community, it's called the deal board, and sometimes we do it, they do it with themselves. That's what's been going on. Well, there's so many deals out there, and we decided too that, you know, we want you to be able to up your numbers and complete these bigger deals. Maybe you have 100 deals under your belt, but they've been all small deals, and you're ready to start doing some big numbers, and your bank balance is not quite where it needs to be to support that. That's okay. Jump ahead.
Or maybe you're sending out mailers. You have 15 grand in the bank,
right,
and you're sending out mailers based either consciously or subconsciously because you want to place that 15 grand and mm-hmm. turn it into 30 or 40. And it takes a long time.
And sometimes these deals just land in your lap, too. That's another
right.
one, too. Maybe you were sending out deals to buy $5,000 properties, and the guy says, I got a $50,000 property. Do you want this one, too?
If you knew you had access to $500,000, from a partner that you trust
right.
and understands your deal, you'd probably send out a different type of mailer.
Exactly. So that's what
probably
we created.
Probably cuts the chase. So that's what this is all about.
Yeah. So on landinvestors.com, our website, there's a thing at the top that says deal funding. You click on that, it takes you to a form that you just fill out. Given the information, it gets right to us, and then we're taking it from there. So the question is, do you have to be a member to submit a deal? And the answer is no.
And at this moment, no.
Yeah, at this moment, no. We can handle them all. There is a question on there, though. It's going to ask you, are you a member, yes or no? How many deals have you done? So we have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the profit margin you anticipate? How long do you think it's going to take to sell it?
Exactly.
Just a lot of stuff that's generally like that. And, actually, somebody asked us recently, can you just put it all out there? The deals that you're going to do, can you just tell us what they look like? And so that's actually I'm on my list today.
Working on going to properly put out a criteria so you know going into it what we're looking for. For example, I don't want international deals. I want United States deals. That's one that we're not doing those at this time. I'm going to say that.
The gross profit margin on the whole thing has to be way more than $10,000.
Right. I don't want $1,000. I buy it for $1,000. I need $1,000 because it's worth, we can sell it for $2,000 because it's worth $5,000.
Yeah.
Those are too small.
And those are deals you should do yourself all
right.
day long. We cut our teeth on those deals. We've done thousands of deals like that. It's the greatest thing ever.
Right. The deals we want is we can buy it for $20,000. It's worth $70,000. So we're going to sell it for $45,000 in 30 days or less, probably 2 weeks, really.
We both make a ton of money.
Exactly.
You know,
those are the up.
It all falls under what Jill's calls add a zero.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make $300,000 this year, add a zero.
Yeah.
And you can help, we'll help you do there. Get
exactly.
There.
So I'm excited. And this is, we haven't talked about it on our podcast. This is now what I'm doing.
Yeah.
We have made a transition in our company since the beginning of the year, believe it or not, about what my role, what my core focus is. Because since we, just the beginning of this year, we opened this up to everyone. And
massive submissions.
I'm blown away about the quality.
Millions of dollars.
And the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the equity that's staring at us in the face. And so we're like, all right, we really need to focus our attention on this and help these people get these deals done.
Right.
So thank you.
Plus, we are perfectly set up to help our members, that the ones who are really finding great deals, just launch.
Get them done.
Launch their career.
Exactly. And there, really, I know, you know what? I know they're going to learn so much about it. Because you know what? What's going to happen is, I know for a lot of them, these are bigger deals. So what's going to happen is, myself and my team are going to be teaching them basically the blueprint to do this and run with it.
Right.
And that's fine. That's why we're all here.
So let me show you how it works. You submit this property, you fill out the form, you submit a property. You tell us what you've negotiated the deal for and what you think you can sell it and how long you can sell it. And then we fund it for you. But let me be super clear. We don't do the deal with you. We're just the lender on it. We're just your partner. In fact, we're never going to talk. We will never speak on the phone at all. We expect you to do the deal as if you funded it yourself, all on your own. We're not going to give you advice. We're going to heavily, heavily look at how many transactions you've done. That's not to say, if it's a great deal, that's not to say, and you have like five deals under your belt, that's not to say we're not going to do it just because of that.
Right.
It has to be a great deal. But the
framework, we have to know that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, the less amount of, like, you have to have a website, the less amount of deals, you have to be, we're going to heavily look at whether or not you're in our group too, because then we know you got educated properly and how to buy and sell it. It makes sense.
Present it.
Yeah.
And all of that.
I think that's clear enough.
I think so also.
Today's topic, there's no place in your business for emotion. This is the meat of the show. I want to go as far on this topic to say this.
Okay.
I think emotion is the single number one roadblock to getting anything done in your life.
Yep.
Think about how many times you've gotten a tip with your spouse, and if you just had no emotion at all, you just let her go off. Because that's all she wants anyway. She just wants to go up, you know, sounding board, be heard, say what she needs to say, and that's it. And at the end of it, you just say, yep, you're right. And I'm sure that next time it's going to be different.
And there's nothing wrong with that. By the way, nobody's wrong.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, nobody's right or wrong.
If you're really young, do it with your parents or your sister or whatever it is. I'm not saying in marriage or if somebody's screaming at you because you sent them a letter and they don't like it, you know, say, yeah, I'm really sorry. It is what it is. I sent you a letter. You don't want to do it. So that's it. I'm going to move on to the next thing now. You will trust me on this. You will burn through your career and get where you want to go versus, look, I'm Italian. I'm Italian American. Nobody's more emotional than Italians, right?
I'm true.
Telling you. After a lot, decades of experience. Decades of useless, angry rants. It is totally inefficient and counterproductive. So
if someone is mad at you and you choose to let that bother you, that's kind of on you.
Yep.
That's how I see it too with emotion. You need to be able to, whatever is going on with them, you have to not let it affect you. If it does, that's on you. I wanted to circle back to, you just said, it's an easy example. You send out a bunch of offers. People call back. The first wave is, you call it the hate. They're mad. How'd you get my information? How dare you? You're way off. I don't want to sell, whatever it is. But they don't say it like that. You know, often there's, you know, bad words. They're mad. It's actually, for me, it's funny. Some people are like, whatever, you know, and some people are like, oh no, I can't do this. That's where you fail. You can't say, oh no, I can't do this. I can't take any, you won't make it, like you just said, Stephen, you won't make it in any business. Because there's going to be, no matter
anything.
Who it is, you, whatever you're doing, what if you're with the very best intentions, you bought a piece of property, you're building a nonprofit business, and the inspector shows up and he's a jerk.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. You can't get emotional about it. I have to go, that guy's a jerk. It's not going to make me stop building my nonprofit to save all these homeless people. You're going to do that.
Here's the thing with men. You know, men are, they take that, you know, men are not wired to take stuff laying down.
It's true.
But I'm telling you.
You guys need to act on it.
This many years of experience.
Yeah.
You're not taking it laying down. I mean, I look at it now like the whole Bruce Lee / martial arts thing. Like, you never, ever, ever get in a fight or have any kind of confrontation with anyone unless it's just the last resort. That's so far down the line that you're backed into a corner, literally. Backed into a corner. and you have to do something about it. So that it's the same thing. That's how I get out of my head, my own head, and saying, I'm not going to take that land down from this guy next to me in the car, doing all the flipping me off and all that stuff. I'm like, you know what? You know what I do now is I just laugh.
That's what I do.
Just laugh about it.
I just get out of the way. I try not to engage, too. I purposely...
It's easier for women.
You think?
Yeah, you should. Women should not engage. The first thing that comes to a man's head is like, I'm going to kick this guy's butt, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Okay.
I live for that stuff. The truth is, I live for that stuff. That's the truth.
I know.
Even at my age. But you just have to let it go. It's totally inefficient.
It is. It doesn't do no good to get all worked up and, you know, lose an hour or a day because of what went down.
Then you have a bad memory.
Exactly.
I mean, all of it. Nothing's good for coming first. It's just laughing about it or smiling your way through it.
You need to just exactly let it go, shake it off, go for a walk, get a cup of coffee, whatever it is, come back to it and get back right back into it. That's how you win.
Especially in business. So,
that's what I was referring to.
A thousand things that go on in a course of a day that can really set you off.
It's true.
Especially, I mean, Jill and I, look at this. We produce a daily show. We probably do 15 large deals a month. We do at least 20 or 30 small ones. Managing a staff of, I don't know how many, it's at least 10 that I know of. I think there's more. And then have a social life on top of it. So there's a lot of opportunities with that many machines moving, that many parts moving in the machine to get really emotional and to let it get the best of you. And it takes a lot of practice to do that. So wherever you are, listener, in your business life or wherever you are, start today. Just, I'm telling you, this is like fatherly advice. Start right now practicing not letting this stuff get to you.
Yep. You'll be much happier.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time with Finance Friday with me, Stephen Butella, and Justin Sliva.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You got that sentence down. There's some of you still, after how many shows? What is this show? 897, I think.
897 shows we've done.
I know. And some
That's
things you can
sad.
Say, and some things you can't still say.
About?
No, just you trip
See
up
what
on
this
the.
Is?
It's all good.
She's baiting me for me to get emotional.
You know what? If you see it that way, maybe you should look in yourself about how you're interpreting that.
You know, if you're in a relationship, as a listener for more than 2 or 3 years, isn't it eerie how the person you're with can just push your buttons? Like, and I never do it, but I know exactly.
Oh yeah, you never
do
it.
Three sentences I could say to you that just make you pull your hair out.
You know, oh, and you never
throw
those headphones
at me.
What'd you say?
I never do.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's what you keep thinking that. That's great. You're silly. Hey, wherever you are watching or listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.